FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. There's so much craziness going on in the world. There's so many such chaotic times. We really wonder, what do you do? How do you protect your wealth? And how do you prosper in these times? You know, when I started the show 9 years ago, I was looking at totally chaotic times again. And somehow we progressed on from there. Things went back to normal, or seemingly went back to normal. But here we are in 2020, and it's far worse than it was in 2008 and 2009. And yet, there are still winners, and there are still losers. And what we do here at the Financial Survival Network is help you focus upon the winners. And right now, I've got a winner on with me. His name is Haya Dan, CEO, director, founder of a stock that I personally own shares in, Ascino Resources. You can find it. It's on the TSX Venture, OSI.V. Make sure that you go over to AscinoResources.com and find out more about the site, about the company, and make sure you sign up for notifications and emails, because the news, if you're feeling like you need good news, then you want to be on Ascino's mailing list, because Haya, who this is his third venture, has been putting out nothing but good news for months already. You know, if you had listened to me back in, it's almost a year ago, Haya, the stock was trading at 35 cents Canadian. This week, the stock hit a high of $1.20, and we're talking Canadian dollars. I don't want to give you an exchange rate because it'll be wrong tomorrow, but somewhere 72, 73 cents US, the exchange rate. And so just multiply it accordingly. And actually, you'll come up, it's about 73 cents US. So, Haya, you know, we've seen results, incredible results after incredible results. And really, you know, we're looking at a maiden resource. What's the goal here right now?
Thanks, Gary. It's great to be on your show again. Thanks for having us. And I wanted to say thanks also, you guys were there when we were speculative. You know, that was a year ago when we raised that money, trading low. And, you know, so we've evolved tremendously. I'm really excited. I really believe we are, with this discovery that we've made, which is now rapidly unfolding, we're off to the races. And so you asked me, what's the goal? Well, the goal is to turn this into an operating gold mine as fast as we can. And, you know, and that's what we're doing. We're ticking the boxes. We're drilling, putting out a maiden resource, starting with development, feasibility type work. You know, I think I've said it on your show before. This Twin Hills discovery is a real discovery. It's got scale. It's in a premium jurisdiction. It's going places. And we're going to make that happen. And that's why, from a share price perspective and sort of how the company evolves, we're only just getting started.
Yeah, and what impressed me most about you, and we've met personally a couple of times, you could easily be retired. You could be out there. I don't know, what's your favorite hobby besides being with your family and your lovely young children there?
Oh yeah, I love all sorts of things. I mean, to be honest, my favorite hobby to some extent is doing what I'm doing here. I'm not exaggerating when I say sometimes in the evenings when I walk to the basin to brush my teeth, thinking about capital structures and how am I going to make it big? How am I going to do this? So doing this is actually, I love what I'm doing. Okay. That's the one thing. But so, I fly, I've got a small Cessna that I fly around Namibia, and I fly to the project sites, etc. I do a bit of kite surfing. I've got wide ranging interests.
Okay. Just be careful when you're kite surfing, be careful in that plane, because we got a lot riding on you. All right. And so did your family. So, but my point is, you could have retired a long time ago, and yet you choose to go on. I assume that Ascino, you will achieve your goals there, and then you'll be on to the next project, if you will. And yet you just keep doing it. And I think you answered the question. It's all you do.
You know what I really enjoy is to prove people wrong. And I really enjoy doing things where others think this is not possible or this is hard. And actually Osino is a story like that, because we started an exploration and we were faced with a lot of dogma. Lots of geologists and competent people and even mining houses, the anglers of this world, they'd walked all over the ground. They said, oh, it's all been found. There's nothing there. What are you guys doing? You're in the wrong rocks. And so we approached it with an open mind systematically, and we made this amazing discovery, which is really going places. So I enjoy that. I enjoy building companies, building things, creating companies and nurturing them, making them bigger. But then I also enjoy at the right time to hand it over and then, as you say, start afresh somewhere else with a new idea.
Yeah. And, you know, I totally can relate to you with what you're talking about, confounding the experts and the skeptics. You know, everybody's an expert. Everybody's a critic. But how many of them actually go out and do what you do? Is very few of them. You know the chat rooms. You know all the internet nonsense that takes place, and everything you do is under a microscope. And yet, in spite of it all, you know, you prove them wrong over and over again. And that's kind of been my rallying call as well. And the fact is, look, you're obviously onto something. The stock has tripled over the past less than a year. I think it's about 10, 11 months. And probably it's going to go higher. I mean, we all know that at some point there's going to be a transaction. There will be an exit plan here. We don't really need to talk about that because with the results you've been getting, the companies are going to be lining up around the block, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I'm not worried about it. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, which is executing, ticking the boxes, advancing this project, making it bigger, better, and advancing it, you know, on the development path, the exit will take care of itself. But I just wanted to come back briefly on what you said earlier, which was confounding the naysayer, sort of. I'm slaughtering the metaphor, but I'm very comfortable to go outside of the herd. I enjoy that. It motivates me. And I think we've done that to some extent over here, and we'll keep doing it.
So Namibia was basically locked down for just a few more cases than we have fingers and toes. And you can debate the wisdom, the efficacy of the lockdown. You just have to watch my channel and you'll know all about it. Doesn't matter. It's what we call in business an externality, an external factor or circumstance that kind of comes out of the blue that you have to deal with. You don't have a choice. You know, that's kind of what government is all about, is imposing challenges upon managements. And you can only fight so many battles at once. You got to do what's best for the company. When you heard about the lockdown, what steps did you take?
Okay, so, you know, we had a very draconian lockdown in South Africa. I live in South Africa, and Namibia is just to the north of us, and that's where my extended family is and where the operations are of Osino. And Namibia often follows what South Africa does, because there are a lot of similarities between the countries. Sure. So Namibia had a hard lockdown. They immediately closed their borders. And they instituted a similar lockdown to what you have and what we have in South Africa. So we have a quality team up there. We sent everybody home. We just closed shop. That's what we did. It wasn't a major problem for us because, operationally speaking, we can catch up. Not like right now, we're drilling. We've got 3 rigs running. We're adding more drill rigs. So we're going to catch up what we lost in the 6 weeks of lockdown. Fortuitously, on a corporate level, we had raised money in January, so we're fine financially. We're good for 2 years. We don't have to raise money anytime soon. So we could actually just kick back. Obviously, we didn't kick back, but I'm saying stop drilling, doing mopping up, interpreting. We did lots of technical work in the background, thinking work. And when the lockdown ended in Namibia, which is now about two, three weeks ago, we got going again strongly, and we're drilling strongly now. So we're in great shape.
That's great. And yeah, so one of the things that always impressed me about you and what you've done, very forward thinking. Now, right before the pandemic started, and that was in early February, late we're talking about it in late January, but really came to a head when I saw you in PDAC. But you had actually raised funds prior to it all, and you got basically two years worth of operating funds you're sitting on in the bank. And really, what I found was with a number of companies like yours who are forward-thinking, well-run, well-managed companies with successful pasts, success history, you all seem to raise money in December and January. What was going through your head when you said, we better raise some cash, other than the fact, obviously, you need cash for your drill program, but you just seem to have raised it at exactly the right moment, Haya.
Look, I think you're giving me too much credit, but I'll take it. Thank you very much for being generous. But yeah, we did raise the money at exactly the right time. And we did plan it and executed it and so forth. But we were also lucky, you know, there's always luck involved because the stars aligned at the right time. You know, at the end of last year, the gold market, gold price went up and the financing window opened. And really what we did is then in January is we took more money than we ordinarily would have for a relatively small explorer. We took more and it was a prudent thing to do. And I'm very happy that we did that.
Yeah, that was a good move because we also had the crash in mid-March. Well, it really started. I remember we were at PDAC in Toronto and one day the price of gold went down $40, $50 and the miners were just decimated. And then the following Monday, it recovered most of it. And then it kind of seesawed back and forth. But now we're ahead of where we were then. You know, your stock trading at or near a 52-week high. 2 days ago, it was at a 52-week high intraday. And did that, the ferocity of the recovery in gold prices, in silver prices, did that really surprise you?
Not really. I think, a lot of my friends picked up stock cheaply when in that corona downturn because the conviction was very high. My conviction was very high because, you know, I'm not a macro guy. I'm not an economist, but everybody knows we're inflating the world away. And that's why I think going forward is a very prudent thing to do. That sell-off, that was sort of irrational liquidation on all fronts, and it had to correct itself, and it corrected itself very quickly. So I think it was a great buying opportunity. And, you know, for me and for the company, we're in a great space. It's bad for our society that with all this money printing, et cetera, I'm very much in it. But for our company as a gold explorer and future gold producer or whatever, we're in a great space. So I'm very happy in it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And look, as we talk now, gold is broken through. It's trading in the low 1700s. There's virtually no question. Maybe there'll be another pullback, but it's going to go higher. I mean, we're in a precious metals bull market. And it's probably going to last for a while here. So when we look at Twin Hills and Twin Hills Central, and the fact you're trying to get a resource out there by the first half of 2021, at that point, that's obviously going to be a milestone in the company's development. Have you thought about as far as where it goes from there? How far out are you planning?
Oh, we think far ahead. You know, that is just an intermediate milestone. But we have to aim towards it because of these 43-101, these Canadian stock exchange regulations. In the US, they'll be called something else. We're not allowed to make too many forward-looking statements and talk about numbers and how big this thing can be, etc. So, but I can give guidelines anyway. I mean, I'm highly confident that we are going to get a substantial resource between 1.5 and 2 million ounces by that time. And that's and really the low water mark where mid-tiers and other companies start taking you seriously. And that's why you asked me why we're doing it. Well, it's important for us to get the numbers out there. But that's just on the development path. We will keep on drilling. We won't stop there. I believe that the resource upside for our Twin Hills area is significantly bigger. I think there's a lot of scope for growth and additional discovery. And we will continue to do that. So, it's just one step along the way.
Hey, and so many of the holes that you've drilled, like 80-90% have shown, you know, significant gold there. they've shown significant intercepts. Is there that much gold there that you just pick a spot and drill, or do you really have something proprietary that that most of the other explorers out there are clueless about?
We've got something proprietary, but mostly we are well-funded and we have a long breath and we do systematic quality work. So we've got very good geologists. You know, this discovery wasn't just made overnight. It took 3 years. It took a 3-year exploration program to get here. And so we have an increasing understanding of the geological controls. And when you have that, your targeting improves. And so, of course, we have quite deep conviction because we owned a similar project in Namibia before, which we sold to B2Gold, and they turned it into a highly successful, really a billion-dollar company. And, you know, my prior deal owned that project. So we have all these elements. So we have knowledge, we have experience, we have innovation, drive. And when that all comes together, ultimately it results in you know, some good home runs, and that's what's happening now. But I just wanted something else. You know, what makes this Twin Hills project unique in a way compared to many other junior explorers or deposits or discoveries out there is that it is it's a large tonnage, disseminated, highly continuous type of ore body with some high grade shoots within it. So you can see the last results we published, 150 meters, almost continuously mineralized at about a gram per ton. It's an astonishing hole. And that's very important because those kind of intercepts really lend themselves to being turned into an actual open pit gold mine. And that's why I'm so confident that we're going to get there. And that's why I think we're having a bit of a premium rating on our stock because people increasingly understand that what we have here is real. It's a real project. It's a real, it's a really good.
Oh yeah, we know that. Hey, so what about your team? Because you've done this before, you've put together a really, really outstanding team on this project.
Yeah, so we pay a lot of attention to getting complementary strengths. Like my key role, I'm the CEO and founder, but obviously my key role is to put the pieces of the puzzle together, to promote it, to raise the money, to set the strategy, but other people have to help me execute. And so my geologists, for example, are key. They are a very good combination of innovation and experience, Dave Underwood and John Andrew. They've made the discovery and they are the ones that have pinpointed so well. If you look at the number of hits that we've had with the limited numbers of meters that we've done, that's been astonishing, and that's their credit. But I have another partner, Alan Friedman in Toronto. He's a co-director and he is very close to the street. He knows the relationships and equity capital markets with brokers, et cetera. You know, the sell side is just as important. The money is as important as the rocks. And so putting all of that together, that's, I think, has been a key sort of skill that I've deployed.
Yeah. So, and these teams don't just happen by accident. So obviously took a lot of thought and, you know, a lot of work to put this team together. So looking ahead, what do you see for the near-term future, things that might bring Osino into the public attention and hopefully get the message out there?
So a couple of things. Let me start with the capital side. So the broking community and the financial community is increasingly aware of us. So we're getting the name out there. We're spending a lot of time and effort, obviously promoting the story, and guys like yourselves are extremely helpful in that. So thank you very much. It's both in the institutional sense. You know, since January, we're having big funds that have invested in Osino. Before that, it was like high net worth individuals and even smaller investors, private individuals and so forth. So share register improving. But you asked me what sort of catalyst. So much bigger awareness, research reports, trading. In Namibia, lots of drill results. You know, we're doing lots of drilling and ongoing constantly until the end of the year and beyond. Metallurgical test work in the next few weeks. We've done some metallurgical test work. That's a key aspect. And then also we expect that there's going to be M&A in Namibia. And that's, I'm saying not just, of course, everybody's talking about M&A in the gold space as the majors, you know, they need to find growth and they will find that by acquisition. But there's some unique angles in Namibia. There's a gold mine that might come up for sale that's right next to us, etc. So that will shine a big spotlight on us. So I really think that for the next 6 months, the stars are perfectly aligned for us.
All right. Well, that's what we'd like to hear as shareholders and as somebody who's watched the company, watched you, watched it mature, watched the profits come in, and watched the just the whole profile of the company just really come into its own over the past year. You know, from 35 cents to $1.20, that's pretty good, especially when you see what the broader indices have wrought. Even though they've recovered a lot of their losses, they're still perceived as being highly, highly risky and unsettled and unstable, right? So my hat's off to you. Done an amazing job. Anyways, go take a look, osinoresources.com, and you need to sign up for the email notifications so you'll know when the next good drill results come out. And it's always nice when I get that release. I say, oh, well, this has been a lousy day, but at least Haya sent me some good news. And hopefully the good news will keep flowing. There's nothing better than to see, like you say, confound the skeptics and really put an end to the naysayers and really just do what you love doing and get all those benefits from it as well. Again, the symbol on the TSX Venture, OSI.V. Haya, wish you the best of luck, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
I appreciate it, Kerry. Thank you very much. I'll just add one point. We're working on that OTC listing, which you guys have said we should look for.
Yes.
For your investors, and it's imminent. So next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll be through there. Should make it easier for your listeners.
Oh, that's great news, because that will increase the liquidity of the stock. And because, look, I know, you know, most people who have any kind of knowledge can figure out how to buy international stocks, but a lot of people are intimidated by it. You know, if you've got a decent broker, it's really not that hard to do. You can buy Canadian stocks and warrants, but having that OTC listing makes all the difference. So we wish you the best of luck. Haya, thanks for that bit of news, and we'll be in touch soon.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Gary. Talk to you soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.